When she spoke, her words sounded as though they had been whispered long ago in an echoing cavern, and the echoes had never stopped.
"What have you brought me?"
The masked men shared a glance. "A boy," one of them said, his nervousness muffled by the mask. "His name was Andy Kirian." The lighthouse door swung open further. The two masked men did their best to watch as the folded-up corpse was pulled back into the darkness. The candle flame went out without a sound. Smoke coiled up into the thickening night.
"We wanted to ask—" "I know why you have come. I have watched you."
A rattling, desiccated sigh.
"You think I can help you?"
The masked men shuffled their feet.
"Can you?"
For a moment, there was just the hoarse chuckle of the cool ocean wind, the giggle of waves breaking on the rocks, and the heavy breathing of the men in masks. They peered into the darkness on the other side of the open doorway, but could no longer see anyone or anything left. Then, at last,
"Bring me another one. Alive this time, and young. A young mind is essential."
The men nodded quickly in unison, and the lighthouse door swung shut with a clang. The two masked men returned to the motorboat in uneasy silence. They untied it without saying a word, climbed in, and revved the engine. Soon they had left the cursed rock behind. It was full dark by the time they reached the shore. Back in the place called Morgana Wind, out of sight of the lighthouse, with their masks off, one of them finally broke the silence.
"I know who we should use,"
the other smirked.
"Yours or mine?"